Gosh, don't we have enough TV channels? I mean, I lose track after, say, number 207.
I actually remember when my TV didn't go past channel 13.
I know. Well, guess what? There are more, even more unused channels out there. It's called white space. And as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, lots of tech companies and TV broadcasters, they're fighting over them.
Flip through the channels on a TV using old-fashioned rabbit ears.
You'll notice that it might go, channel 3, channel 8, channel 13. Well, all those spaces in between those channels that actually have reception are empty.
Those empty channels are white space, says Sasha Meinrath of the New America Foundation, a nonpartisan think tank.
And what we want to do is reuse those empty stations, those empty spaces, for broadband communications.
Such as cell phones, laptops, PDAs. And when television goes digital in 2009, there will be even more white space available. The really big tech companies, such as Google, Microsoft, HP, and Dell, all want to use it. Rick Witt, Washington, D.C. counsel for Google, says white space could help connect rural areas where commercial companies like Comcast and Verizon don't have a financial incentive to set up networks.
You move out into the rural areas where you'd think, well, I don't have much broadband access here. In fact, quite the reverse. With white space, you could have almost unlimited broadband access, given the amount of spectrum available.
Witt says local municipalities and small companies could use white space to set up their own networks. Urban areas don't have as much white space, but there might be enough to create free municipal networks. Witt believes that phones could be developed that might save consumers money.
So you may be walking down the street and maybe there's no white space available there, but you could use Wi-Fi. So it shifts to Wi-Fi because that's the cheapest option. But you turn the corner and suddenly there is white space spectrum available. And of course, it's free at that point, and you can shift to that.
It sounds like a nice vision of the future, right? Well, not to everyone. Television broadcasters believe that if phones and PDAs are allowed to use white space, it could interrupt their signals. Recently, the National Association of Broadcasters aired a commercial in Washington, D.C. to try and persuade the FCC not to allow open use of white space. In it, an older woman is trying to watch her favorite programs.
But if some high-tech companies like Microsoft get their way, your picture could freeze and become unwatchable.
It isn't just television broadcasters who are raising red flags. Take Cirque du Soleil, the artsy circus show where acrobats jump from sets and trapezes high in the air. The performers know it's safe to jump when they get stage directions on their wireless headsets. Mark Dennis runs the audio system for Cirque du Soleil's show Ka in Las Vegas. He worries about what might happen if someone in the audience is using a cell phone connected with white space. It might interfere with the performer's wireless headset.
If somebody's hanging out there in a vulnerable position and something goes wrong and they're going to make a move and we can't get to them to tell them don't do it, that could be very dangerous.
No one is using white space right now. Motorola and Philips are trying to come up with technology that uses white space but doesn't interfere with television or wireless mics. Right now, the FCC is testing them. Broadcasters are doubtful that it is possible to make such a device, but tech companies say they have successfully made all kinds of complicated technologies. They think they can master this one. The FCC won't release the test results for several months. Then it will decide if white space will be used for wireless or left blank. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.